choose from Grimmett Construction.
Welcome back to the Lyon County League Tournament here at William L. White Auditorium. I'm Daniel Colwright sitting alongside Chuck Samples. Coverage for your Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you by Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Ready to help you find your home of your dreams? Contact Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate at 620-343-5100. Coverage is also brought to you by Harveyville Storage, 138 East Elm Street, Harveyville, Kansas. Units rent for $50 to $70 per month, and they have three unit sizes available. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840 for leasing information.
All right, before we get into the starting lineups, also some other key contributors to our program here today. Video coverage brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and also Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs at 620-437-7340. Halftime, end of game stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. Proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And three-pointers throughout the tournament brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent. Explore the Midwest Land Group difference. Now it's time for the lineups. Those are brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in their endeavors. Coming on the court, Burlingame is the four seed here today. They are in their home white uniforms, pink letters and numbers here today. They have 5'8 junior Madison Hovestat, 5'7 senior Isabella Tyson, 5'8 junior Kaylin Noonan, 5'7 senior Gracie Simmons, and 5'11 senior Alexandra Cook in their starting five. Meritazine Valley, the five seed Road Blues. This is really the traditional look that they've had for years. Orange numbers, orange letters, and white trim. They'll have 5'6 senior Madison Cormode, also 5'9 junior Olivia Lacey, 5'5 freshman Akira Traver, 5'6 junior Carolina Garcia on the starting five, and also in the lineup, 5'10 freshman Grayson Stahl. Very young lineup for Mike McDougal's squad here this afternoon. And again, those are your lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and also service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishing all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors. Burlingame wins the tap, attacking right to left and getting into the lane quickly but losing the ball out of bounds. So Meritazine Valley, possibility of the first shot of the contest here this afternoon. 6 seconds is all it took. Burlingame will start with full court defensive pressure. Traver triple team loses the basketball. And here comes Burlingame. To the left side of the floor, this is going to be a jump shot from Hovestat, which is a little strong, and an easy rebound to Lacey, and we have a whistle, ball poked free, and Meritazine Valley will keep it. Pretty clear, at least early on, what Burlingame's plan is. This is press the heck out of Meritazine Valley.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. Yeah, they are bringing the pressure right now.
Traver and a easy dump for Grayson Stahl in transition, who lays it up and in, and she's bumped in the act of shooting, so she gets a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, it looks like they didn't have any problem breaking that press.
Not him this time. Kaylin Noonan, 5'8 junior, gets the first foul of the game, and that'll send Grayson Stahl to the line again, 5'10 freshman. Meritazine Valley, by far the younger of the two teams on the floor. Excuse me, this foul shot is off target. And Burlingame comes the other way with the rebound, trailing 2-0 early. Pass is tipped at center. To the left side of the floor is Noonan. She gets to the baseline, misses that short jump shot, though, and Traver quickly up court the other way for the Lady Trojans. Traver stops left side. Now will go to the right side of the corner to Garcia. In for Stahl, who traveled. Ooh, that was going to be a good look, too, because she got to the middle, got the defender way past her, and had an easy clear path to the basket.
Yeah, it looked like a good post move to me, just a couple extra steps in there.
Yeah. 7:05 left, first quarter. Just getting started here from the Lyon County League Tournament, day two. Chuck Samples and Daniel Courtright with you here for the opening contest. Again, first of four. Underneath, easy bucket for Kayla Noonan to put Burlingame on the board. And once again, here comes the full court pressure, and not much help right now for Madison Cremode, and she double dribbled. You could see it happen there.
Yeah. Meritazine Valley already has three turnovers in this game.
And Cremode got the ball, had some trouble with it, and then all of her teammates went down court, and then she double dribbled. Quick inlet, now to the corner right, or excuse me, left, I should say. Burlingame with the basketball. Here's Noonan to the free throw line on the dribble. Now just off the wing right side, and she shoots it up and in for two more. Short jump shot 7 feet away, and now Burlingame has a 4-2 lead. Meridazine Valley's got to get the ball across center. Does with a pass to Traver. Now on the backside of the defense, nice pass intended for Lacey. She had a hard time with it, but is able to get it to a teammate, and we got a whistle and a foul. Lacey to go to the line for a pair. And the first foul, I believe, on Hovestad. So Lacey for two, first one's good. First substitution for either side here today. This is, I believe, Allison Satzler is going to be coming on for Burlingame. 6:19 left, opening quarter. 4-3, Burlingame with the lead. And will keep the lead. Second free throw short, and Burlingame has the ball. Quickly up court is Noonan. Right corner now, right baseline. Pass for Noonan back. Now we'll skip over to the left side for Satzler. Satzler now hands off for Tyson. Tyson goes to the right side of the floor, picks up the dribble. So we'll swing it down to the left side. Cook, Satzler to the free throw line on the curl. Behind her for Noonan. One dribble. Now curling around that. Nice free throw line jump shot after the screen, but doesn't go. But Burlingame has the rebound. Satzler follows. Bank shot no good. Rebound this time by Stahl. Pass knocked away, and it's loose at the free throw line, a three-point line, I should say, and a held ball.
Yeah, Burlingame doing a good job of distributing that ball around. That was really good ball movement, just the shots didn't fall there.
Yep. Now it looks like Meridazine Valley will have its first substitution of the game. Ella Reed, a 5'4 freshman, replacing Carolina Garcia, a 5'6 junior. On the alternate possession, the Lady Trojans have it, down by one, 4-3. 4-5 games are always fun. They're typically among the most competitive games that you will see, period, in the contest. Lob for Stahl. She's bumped in the act of shooting. Misses the short jump shot. There's no whistle. Ball comes to the corner in front of the Burlingame bench. Picked up by Burlingame. I think that's Satzler. And now we have a whistle and a timeout. 30-second timeouts here this tournament. Brought to you by the McDonald's on 6th Avenue. Get a 99-cent iced coffee from 5 to 11 in the morning for basically all the way through February 5th. Pair it up with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack to get you through the lunchtime period. So, again, McDonald's on West 6th Avenue, one of our lead sponsors here this tournament.
Yeah, making me hungry.
It doesn't take much on this side. You don't know me that well. early 4-3, very tightly contested here. What's your thoughts right now, Daniel, on what you've seen so far?
Yeah, well, Burlingame coming out in that press, I mean, we can already tell that this game is going to be competitive until the very end. You know, Meridazine Valley is looking good, breaking the press, but a lot of really good defense being played right now. So I'm looking forward to watching the rest of this game.
5:28 left to go, first quarter. It'll be Burlingame's ball out of the 30-second timeout. And again, the Lady Bearcats with the one-point advantage. Don't forget later today, as Daniel mentioned right off the top, that we've got three more games coming. The 4-5 boys game has Waverly, the 4 seed against Madison. Then you have the 1-8 matchups, Lebo-Hartford boys at 7, depending on how things go. And the Olpe-Southern Coffee County girls, 8:30 or later here this evening. A little bit of a delay getting started here. And this actually lets Meridazine Valley show at least something approaching pressure. Not much of it, but at least a little bit here to harass things, and Isabella Tyson has to give the ball up to Noonan. Right side, Satzler with a three-pointer, which is good. Our first Cody Thurston three-pointer of the afternoon, and Burlingame extends its lead to 4. It's 7-3. Quickly back is Meridazine Valley in transition. Ball's poked free. It's last touched by Meridazine Valley. That will be the call. Quick run and transition there, and again, Meridazine Valley getting through the opening wave.
Yeah, but once they break that press, they need to slow down a little bit. I think they're moving a little too fast and not letting people get set up there.
Noonan, short-range jump shot, misses. Rebound, though, to the Lady Cats, and they'll reset. Tyson, right wing, up top for Cook. Hands behind her for Gracie Simmons. Now back for Noonan. Noonan beyond the three-point line. Satzler back for Noonan. Nice give and go, but she's cut off. Triple teamed, and now Burlingame will have to get started and a lane violation. Not sure if that was Noonan cutting across, Satzler cutting across, or Cook, who wasn't able to clear coming out. Regardless, it's a turnover, and Meredithine Valley has the ball back. 4.5 to go. Inbounds a turnover. Here's Noonan in amongst the trees. Misses the short jump shot again. She's having a hard time, though. And Traver has the rebound. Long down court pass. Finds Stahl and goes through Stahl out of bounds. One of those plays was almost like a football play. You have a pass breakup, right. And then the ball goes through the receiver and out it goes on the other side.
Yeah, Meredithine Valley with their sixth turnover of the game.
7-3, Burlingame with the lead. But really, you feel like the game is quite a bit tighter than that. Noonan, double team, now triple team, baseline right. Misses the short jump shot. That was pretty contested, regardless of the angle. And here comes Traver the other side. In transition, jump shot from 8 is good. First bucket for Akira Traver here today, and it's now 7-5.
And Traver's really fast. She scored 16 points the last time these teams met when Burlingame beat them 53-32.
Right side of the floor, Simmons holds the basketball. It's a little dangerous now. Tyson has it in between the rings. Over to the right side on the dribble, and now Cook up high. Left side, Sattler back for Cook. She's got space, but didn't there after really a brief second. Actually got quickly double-teamed. Bounce pass underneath for Noonan. They run for the double-team, but she's able to get it up and in. 6 for Noonan early, despite the fact that she's been harassed and really having issues with her aim. Here comes Meredithine Valley in transition and a whistle and a travel. Oof, head of steam there for Olivia Lacey, and she couldn't get it slowed down. Now we're going to see Katie Calderwood, a 5'10 senior, come in for the Lady Trojans, and the Stahl sits. So the one thing that Meredithine Valley has, maybe in a little bit greater stock than Burlingame, is that size. And a long-range three-pointer, good, from Isabella Tyson. Our second, Cody Thurston, land agent three, makes it 12-5, Lady Cats. Traver's going to drive into the lane, and we got a whistle and a foul on Burlingame on the drive.
Yeah, Akira Traver, she is really, really fast. She's really good at breaking that press.
Mm-hmm. Foul, I believe, is Alexander Crooks. That is her first, and we have a timeout. 2:50 to go here, first quarter. Burlingame with a 12-5 lead. Timeouts here throughout the course of the Lyon County League Tournament brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th. Be sure to buy a quarter pounder with cheese, a Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for $1, again, at the McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. We'll take a quick break here on Country 101.7 FM.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
We're back here at the Lyon County League Tournament. The ball has just been inbounded. Just reminding you that the Lyon County League Tournament is brought to you by Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information at 785-654-3100.
Meredithine Valley with the turnover, but Burlingame can't convert it. Shot goes out of bounds, so Lady Trojans will have it, and now they'll give it back up again. Turnover in front court. Tyson has it on the left side with 2:20 to go here in the quarter, and she's going to set things up a little bit. Man defense here by Meredithine Valley. Cook on the left side. There's Satzler. Back up top now for Noonan. Skip over to the right corner. Nice ball. Nope, not a nice ball fake. Simmons, a little bit extra step and a travel.
Yeah, just didn't get her feet set there before she decided to drive in.
Stahl back on the floor. And back on the floor, Madison Cormode for the Lady Trojans. And once again, pressure by Burlingame. Harassed, and this time is going to be a reach on Simmons, her first. 12-5 our score. Remember, this was 4-3 about 2 minutes in.
Yeah, Burlingame's just taken over. With those two big threes, I think just swung the momentum their way. They're shooting 2 for 2 from three-point right now.
2 minutes to go, first quarter. No pressure this time, which is a bit of an adjustment. Traver across center. Now she's picked up by Tyson, loses the basketball and has to pick it up. Cormode to the left side of the floor, gets to the baseline. Jump shot crawls in from 8 feet away. Madison Cormode's first bucket. Burlingame now with a 12-7 lead. Quickly down court, Noonan, right corner, just off of that, a good from deep. Gracie Simmons with a Cody Thurston Midwest Land Agent 3 to make it 15-7. Third one today.
Burlingame's just shooting lights out right now from three.
Stahl gets the baseline, float shot good. Kind of a hybrid hook shot there from Grayson Stahl. She now has four. And Meredithine Valley hanging in down 15-9 with a minute 15 to go here in the quarter. Noonan left side, left wing. Ball rotate to the right wing for Tyson. Underneath for Noonan. Nice cut. High off the glass. No good, but a foul. That baseline has been open a lot here in this first quarter.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job of getting that ball in. And when they don't, they've been hitting their threes.
Foul goes on Carolina Garcia, the junior's first, and actually the first team foul for the Lady Trojans here in the contest. There's a minute and 9 left. Noonan with half a pair, misses the front end. Back on the floor for Meredithine Valley is Olivia Lacey. Back on the floor for, first appearance on the floor for Burlingame is Savannah Short, and after the missed shot, Short has the rebound. Minute 5 to go. Noonan gets to the baseline, but she's cut off. Now rotates back out for Tyson up high. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Burlingame with a 6-point lead in the basketball. Nearly a travel. Game has been called fairly tight on the travel side of things.
Yeah.
Simmons has the ball now underneath for Noonan. She's going to power her way in, but has to back out. That's a 3-pointer up and home from Allison Satzler. Another Cody Thurston Midwest Land Agent 3.
Yeah, Burlingame just cannot miss right now.
18-9, the Lady Bearcats have the advantage. Traver with 30 seconds left, wanted to go left, cut off, and actually backs out near center. Right side of the floor for Cormode. Ball lobbed underneath. Stahl has to get to Traver on the baseline left. Shot off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound cleared by Simmons. There's 13 seconds left. And here comes Tyson quickly. She's across center with 9 to the left side of the floor. Now back for Tyson. That's a 3-pointer. It's going to be wide right. Tipped, cleared by Meredithine Valley, and that's going to end the quarter. Burlingame and Meredithine Valley were at 4-3 early, but the quarter ends 18-9 in favor of the Lady Bearcats. We're back with the second quarter after this on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
USD 252 Southern Lyon County proudly supports our students. We extend a big thank you to our parents, grandparents, administration, staff, and businesses for their continued support. Hard work, commitment, loyalty to your team, and respect to those around you will pave the way to success. Good luck to all area teams in this week's tournament.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
We welcome you back to our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Our coverage is brought to you by Seamears Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamears at 620-412-3614. Coverage is also brought to you by Bank of Burlingame, serving all your banking needs, member FDIC. Proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court.
Second quarter is underway now with Burlingame up by 9, 18-9. And starting the quarter with the basketball. Cook had it. Good look for that right wing jump shot, but a little bit too much on it. And here comes Meredithine Valley. Lady Trojans need to solve the pressure. Been able to break it more often than not, but they've had a hard time once they get into the offensive set from there. But Akira Traver knocks down a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3 to get Meredithine on the board here in the second quarter and cut the lead to 18-12.
Yeah, she's a really good basketball player, especially for a freshman.
Yeah, looking good. to the right side of the floor. Curling around a screen is Simmons. Free throw line jump shot is going to be short and out of bounds and doesn't touch anything. Subs back for Burlingame. Not much rest for Kaylin Noonan. She's back on the floor. Also, Allison Sassler back on.
Kaylin Noonan, the leading scorer the last time they met. Noonan had 33 points in that 53-32 win for Burlingame.
And she's already got a game-high six early. But a little bit better spread here so far for Burlingame offensively. To the right side of the floor, it's Garcia. Skips over to the left wing for Cormode. Now Traver looking over the defense. Pass is tipped, comes out to Lacey. Nice job of hustling to get the ball. Pass to the right side, down low for Stahl. Jump shot on the baseline, no good. Contested jump shot. Burlingame quickly up in transition. Here comes Noonan. And we got a whistle on the floor, and they're going to call a block. Noonan was, the term full head of steam pretty much accurately describes how she went into the Meritazine defense there.
Right, yeah. No, Burlingame really fast on transition there. Just, that was good. That was a really good pass by her, but foul called before.
6:30 to go, first half. Three-pointer on the way, right corner is no good. Rebound cleared easily by Stahl, and here comes Meritazine Valley the other way. 18-12, Lady Cats with the lead, led by as many as nine. Meritazine had an early lead in this contest. Lacey, whip pass to the right side underneath Stahl, and may have forced that a little bit. Off the back rim, no good. Here comes Burlingame quickly the other way. Tyson stops in transition underneath for Noonan. She's going to push it up and in. Noonan now with eight. And it looked for a second like that was going to be essentially a secondary breaker, pull things completely down to half court. But when Tyson stopped and curled towards the sideline, Noonan kept on going, and it turned out to be a relatively easy play.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Very good court awareness there by Noonan.
Yep. Stahl misses another contested jump shot, and she's really not had much space in a lot of her shots, and the ball goes out of bounds back to Burlingame. 20-12, Lady Cats with the lead, 5:40 to go here, first half of play. Up across center is Isabella Tyson. Right wing for Simmons. She'll get to the free throw line. Stop. Lob for Noonan. Never got there. And it's tipped away, stolen by Lacey. Traver up across center now for the Lady Trojans, who have trailed virtually the entire way and hoping to get at least a little bit of a run here and get some momentum going into the halftime break. Lacey works through a double team. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Meritazine keeps it.
Yeah, Meritazine wants to keep going. They need to run their defense through Akira, and, well, I guess she's coming out right now, but number 25, Gracie Stahl, Grayson Stahl, excuse me. They need to get her going in the post. But.
Calderwood in. Traver had the running layup, can't get it. Now the ball is loose in the lane, and now out of the lane, out of bounds. Last touched by Burlingame. Just under 5 minutes to go here before the halftime break. It's been a hard-fought game, to say the least. Lob for Traver to the free throw line in traffic. Now right wing for Lacey. Too much on it. We got a whistle away from the ball, and what do we have? It's another Burlingame foul? Looks like it.
Meritazine has an opportunity there. Meritazine has an opportunity here to get that momentum in their favor and hopefully try to crawl back into this before halftime.
Lob for Lacey on the left wing. Now back for Traver. Right wing now. The ball skips over for Garcia. Stops. Pass knocked away. Stolen. Noonan had it for a second. Lost it. Now essentially rolls it for Tyson in transition. Her shot's blocked. Picked up by Meritazine Valley. Traver quickly the other way in transition here for the Lady Trojans to the right side of the floor. But Burlingame's back. Well played there defensively. Now Noonan pokes it free from Traver, and she's found it the other way. One-on-one. Noonan passed the defense for the layup, and it is good.
Wow, Noonan is a heck of a ball player.
Yeah. She really had her coming out party last year here at the Lyon County League Tournament, and this is the first double-digit lead that we've seen. Traver in transition to Cormode, who gets the layup to go. So a quick 10-point lead for Burlingame, now back down to 8 as we approach the midway point of the second quarter. 22-14, Lady Cats with the lead. Here's Cook. Lob into the right corner, jump shot, and it's a long range two, which is a little wide of the market. Noonan fighting hard for the rebound, and she's fouled. question is whether she is going to be considered as going up for a shot or whether this is going to be. No, it's not going to be.
She's been really good at getting those offensive rebounds, too, off those misses.
Mm-hmm.
She's been all over the place down low.
So 3:54 left. The foul goes on Olivia Lacey, her first. Burlingame has the ball. Inbounds. Here's Noonan, who could have been called for 3 seconds, isn't. Now we've got a whistle, and I think we have either an offensive foul or a three-second call. One way or the other, it's going over to Meritazine Valley. Yep, Alexander Cook actually called for an offensive foul, which this does. It really is no help for Meritazine Valley because it lets the Lady Cats set up that 10-second half-court press again.
Right, yeah.
And we got a whistle and another foul. This time it's a push, and they're going to say Noonan was a little bit too aggressive reaching for the basketball there.
Yeah, without Akira Traver in the game right now, they're having a little bit of difficulty. I mean, they will have a little bit of difficulty breaking that press. With that first quick step of hers, you know, that was key to them breaking that press early. Oh, and looks like she's checking back into the game.
Yep. Seventh team foul already for Burlingame with 3:41 to go. Traver's going to come back in, and Cormode will sit. 1-1 opportunity here for Carolina Garcia, 5'6 junior. First foul shot is a little strong. Ball poked free, and Noonan has it. And quickly, as is now the norm, Burlingame hard at the basket. Now we've got a whistle as the ball gets popped free in Burlingame's front court. Held ball will send over to Meritazine Valley now. And this time, Burlingame does not appear like they're going to set up. Well, I take that back. Full court pressure here comes again. Inbound for Calderwood. Couple of dribbles. She needs some help. A lob pass does get over to Stahl, who nearly traveled, and then Garcia, who nearly loses the basketball a couple of times. She's able to get to the baseline. Skip behind her for Traver for a three-pointer, which is short, but Traver has the rebound, attacks the lane, and lays it in.
Yeah, whatever it takes, Chuck. I mean, that yep. Press break didn't look too great, but they got managed to get 2 points out of it.
3 minutes to go, and Meritazine Valley has crept back within six. To the baseline left, Hovestad. Now Noonan at the free throw line right. It's Cook. Now to the right wing, it's Simmons. Simmons a dribble. Up top, Noonan. Noonan with the ball fake. Underneath for Cook. She backs up, misses the short jump shot. Four blue shirts for the rebound. Comes down officially with Calderwood, and here comes Meritazine Valley. This may be the push they need to get into the halftime break. Down by as many as 10, they've got it down to 6. Or not. Pass tipped out of bounds and heads over to Burlingame.
Yeah, that is Meritazine Valley's 11th turnover of the game. Those turnovers are killing them right now, or else I think they'd be in this game pretty well.
Yep. 2:34 left. It has not been the smoothest of contests, but then again, sometimes they're just not. Substitutions now for Meritazine Valley. Cormode's back in, and it looks like Lacey is back in. Tyson will walk it up across center. And the half-court offense begins for Burlingame. Pass over to the right side. Tyson underneath is Noonan, who's all by herself on the baseline. And an easy layup there and a timeout by Meritazine Valley.
Really well-executed play there.
And we have seen that several times so far. 2:19 left. Timeout called. And so we'll take it. Well, we'll let you know here with the timeout that our timeouts are brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. We've told you a whole lot about the McDonald's app, and we're telling you again, download that, receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. That's the McDonald's app on West 6th Avenue.
Coverage is also brought to you by Lacey Hamlin with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. For home and land, Lacey Hamlin is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Contact Lacey at 620-481-0213.
2:19 left before the halftime break. Meritazine Valley has it. Full court press really picks up at about the three-point line. Ball is poked free, and right there is Noonan on the right side of the floor in front court. And she's fouled going up, can't get the shot, but free throws are coming. Meritazine Valley head coach Mike McDougal is, how shall I say this gently, aggravated.
Yeah, right.
Noonan at the line for a pair. First one is long. It's about the. She's had some issues with contested shots here today, not so much with the uncontested ones. The other issue she's had is she has not hit a free throw yet. 0 for 3. And she hits that one. So the lead's back out to 9, 25 to 16. And once again, the three-point or the full court pressure leads to another turnover. Noonan with the left hand this time scores. 15 for Noonan in the first half. The lead is at double figures for only the second time. Traver with the long range two. No good. Stahl with the follow, and that is good. You can hear the Burlingame fans behind us. They wanted a travel call before the first shot.
I don't necessarily disagree with them either.
Especially the way the game's been called. That has been a travel as often as not. Shot here from Noonan's no good. Traver gets through the defense. Three on two. Hands off for Stahl. Layup good and a foul. Regardless of how this first half goes, the last two possessions here for Meritazine have got to give Coach McDougald hope, because the game had gotten out to an 11-point advantage, biggest lead of the night, biggest deficit, you could say, of the night, and bang, bang, they're back down within seven.
Absolutely, yeah. No, Meritazine Valley is crawling back in. They just will not quit.
Chance here for a three-point play, which would bring the Lady Trojans to within six, and Stahl can't get the roll. Getting the rebound is Cook, and here comes Burlingame. 7-point advantage, 27-20 with a minute 20 to go. Tyson to the right side of the floor on the dribble. She gets a fairly decent amount of pressure at center. To the left baseline, bumped and fouled in the act of shooting is Madison Hovestad, and the junior will have a pair of free throws here. They got Grayson Stahl with the foul, which is her first. That's five now for the Meritazine Valley squad and eight for Burlingame. Hovestad at the line for a pair. First one's good. And her first point of the game. It was 4-3 early. Burlingame was able to stretch to a 9-point edge at the end of the quarter, and they've been pretty close, you could say between 6 and 11 on the plus side of things pretty much from there.
Yeah, it seems every time Meritazine Valley wants to come back, Burlingame just has an answer for him.
Yep, and it usually starts on the defensive end. Tyson pokes the ball free at center and hands it off to Cook. Ball knocked away. It's going to be a chase to the corner, and it's lost again, and here comes Meritazine Valley with it now. We're under 50 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Trojans trailing by 9, 29-20. Traver to the free throw line. Head of steam, clear sailing to the basket, but misses. And now we got a whistle and a foul, and I think it's going to be a ball control foul on Meritazine Valley. Yep, Stahl getting her second because the ball got away just a little bit. And she reached, basically. Wasn't able to get the position to get the ball and possibly get a follow-up basket. So a big possession here for the game. It's 29-20 Burlingame with the lead and the ball. They can milk it all the way down if they want. Question is whether they're going to be up by 9, 11, or 12. And, boy, shot there's no good. Follow shot, nope, no good. Rebound is off the lane right, and it's picked up by Noonan. Getting back out of the corner with 16 seconds. Here's Cook with 14. Shot, well, it was supposed to be a shot. It was blocked, and Meritazine Valley has it. Not much urgency here with 8 seconds left. Traver at the center stripe. Goes to the left side of the floor with six, and she's bumped with 5.6.
Yeah, that was really good defense there by Meritazine. You don't want to go into the half down double digits, so probably be ideal for them to go into the locker room either down 7 or 6.
Yep, 5.6 seconds left. Traver at the line for, well, they're saying 1-on-1, even though the board only has 6 fouls up. Noonan is going to come in here with the next dead ball. Free throw, Traver up wide, no good. Ball tipped to the corner. Tyson has it with 3, with 2. She's going to pass. Simmons will get the shot away, and it's just wide. So the half is here in our 4-5 girls matchup in the Burlingame Lady Bearcats, the 4 seed, lead Meritazine Valley by a score of 29-20 at the halftime break. We will take our break, and we'll be back with halftime statistics get you ready for the second half of our game and the other three games to come here tonight from White Auditorium. This is the Lyon County League Tournament. You're listening to Country 101.7 FM. You're watching the live audio video stream on KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Find new roads.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
MT Networks is a proud supporter of all Madison and Coffee County schools. MT Networks is your high-speed internet provider, offering fiber to the home or wireless internet service to Madison, Lamont, Gridley, Leroy, Burlington, Neustrawn, Lebo, and Waverly. To check out the areas served, pricing, or to submit an application, go to madtel.com. Having served Madison and the surrounding communities for more than 75 years, MT Networks is a company you can trust.
ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serves the worldwide valve market with the best product available and has the goal of being a one-stop shop for all their customers' needs. They're proud to be an integral part of the Madison community since 1977. Their continued expansion in downtown Madison is just another example of their commitment to the future. The firm is a strong supporter of the Madison schools and wishes the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck in this year's Lyon County League Tournament.
We welcome you back to our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Burlingame girls ahead of the Merzine Valley girls, 29-20. Just a reminder that our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 and KVOE-TV is brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. It's also brought to you by the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and communities. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Coverage is also brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting, and glass installations. Free estimates. Chuck, let's take a look at some halftime stats here.
Yep, and before we do that, let's let folks know who's bringing you the halftime stats. It's GR Roofing here bringing you those stats here at halftime. Proud to support all area athletes, proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. So call Mark or Todd today, GR Roofing, 620-344-0661. Floor is yours.
All right. So not great shooting performances by either team, at least in the field. Burlingame right now is 7 for 24. Taylor Noonan with most of those.
That's it? 7 for 24?
7 for 24.
Wow.
That's what I have on my stat sheet. Merzine Valley, 8 for 18, coming all within the paint, mostly. Three-point field goals. Burlingame got off to a hot start, hitting four in a row. And then missing their next four. They are 4 for 8, shooting 50%, while Merzine Valley also shooting 50%, but that's 1 for 2.
Right.
Free throw wise, Burlingame has not been to the free throw line very much, shooting 3 for 7. Also, Maritime Valley not as much, but they're only shooting 1 for 6 on free throws. I think those free throws, I think they would like to have some of those back.
Yeah.
Down 9 at halftime. Maritime Valley, though, has out-rebounded Burlingame 12-11. Unfortunately for Maritime Valley, they have 13 turnovers in the game, while Burlingame only has 4.
Yeah, Burlingame has done a really nice job of taking care of the basketball. As far as the individual stats are concerned, looking at Burlingame again, because they have the lead, Kaylin Noonan with a strong second quarter, really strong first half. She's got 15, all but 6 of those in the second quarter of play to help keep the lead at close to 10 points. Nobody else in double figures yet, but Sassler has 6. 3 points each for Simmons and for Tyson, and 2 for Hovestad. Right now, for Maritime Valley, you have a couple of players who are close to double figures. Grayson Stahl has 8, Akira Traver with 7. But really, the production drops off from there. Cormode has 2, Lacey has 1, and that's it at this point in time. 29-20, Burlingame with the halftime lead. Again, the halftime stats today brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. Proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. So call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Coverage is also brought to you by USD 386, Madison, Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs! Coverage is also brought to you by Mayer Electric, a proud supporter of all Olpe academics and extracurricular activities. Mayer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle.
They will have second half coverage coming up here in just a little bit. Again, the Burlingame girls in our 4-5 girls matchup, leading Maritime 29-20. It's the first of 4 here from the Lyon County League Tournament. You're listening on Country 101.7 FM. You're watching on KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefits package. For any questions, please contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Murphy Agra LLC in Strong City and Lebo is proud to support area schools and athletic teams. They are also proud to support the agricultural community with the many services they provide. Contact Murphy Agra LLC for all your fertilizer and chemical needs. Elevator services are available as well. To the field, from the field, in the field. Murphy Agra LLC. They're here for you. Call 256-6233 in Lebo or 273-6483 in Strong City.
Superior in land,
Superior in real estate,
and Superior in auction.
We are Superior.
Call us for Superior service.
Call Superior Real Estate and Land Group at 785-670-6506. That's 785-670-6506. Or find them at superiorlandgroup.us. Superior Real Estate and Land Group in Linden.
Ratcliffe Propane is proud to be a sponsor of this year's Lyon County League Tournament. Ratcliffe Propane provides for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases. They offer you contract pricing and reliable service when you need it. That means short notice fills as well as checking for leaks. They offer propane service for Greenwood, Lyon, Coffee, Chase, and other surrounding counties. If you have questions, call Ratcliffe Propane, 620-366-1967. Remember the name, Ratcliffe Propane.
We are back with our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. We'd like to thank our sponsors. Our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Coverage is also brought to you by Rayburn Heating and Cooling in Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Madison Bulldogs.
All right, we're about set for second half action with, again, Burlingame leading 29-20. A game early that was 4-3, pretty tight, but Burlingame was able to get its offensive footing quickly. Maritime Valley really hasn't all game long, to be honest.
No, they have not. I think they've been moving a little too fast for them to handle. You know, I think once you get the ball past half court, just slow it down and maybe run some set plays if they have any.
You bring up a really good point, too, Daniel, because it seems like once they get the pressure broken, and they've done it as often as not, there have been quite a few times where they haven't, but once they have, it's sprint steam down towards the finish, and then
absolutely.
The shots aren't as in rhythm or perhaps maybe a little bit rushed, or in a lot of cases they have been rushed. So we are back to action now. Chuck Samples, Daniel Courtright with you at White Auditorium. Jump shot from Gracie Simmons is pinballing strong, but she gets her own rebound. She's double-teamed, has to find help, finds Noonan, who's going to back up for a three-pointer. Ding! Kaylin Noonan starts the third quarter with a Cody Thurston Land Agent three-point shot and gives the Lady Cats their biggest lead of the game at 12 points.
Yeah, Kaylin Noonan picking up right where she left off.
Traver cuts into the lane off of the transition, misses the short jumper. It was contested. Rebound, whistle, held ball, which will go to Meredithine Valley. They'll have it underneath their basket. And we have, I believe, probably some sort of an ear and hand or elbow. Coming off the court is Madison Hovestad, and she's got her hand to her lips.
It looks like a bloody nose, Chuck.
Ooh. I'll have to double check and see if there's any blood
nearby,
and it looks like they might. Well, I'm not sure if they had some or not. Does not appear like they do, so play on. And we'll check and see how Hovestad's doing. My guess is based on how she reacted, and she'll be back in pretty quickly. Grayson Stahl gets the inbounds, short three-footer off glass for two. Meredithine's first player in double figures here this afternoon. Three-pointer, corner right. That shot's no good. Rebound, Meredithine Valley, as Traver comes out of there. 32-22, Burlingame with the lead. Traver to the free throw line. Left wing for Garcia, one dribble. Stahl has it, nearly traveled. Moves from one side of the line to the next, to the other side, left to right. Misses the jumper short. Here comes Burlingame. Here comes Noonan to the corner. Simmons with a ball fake, moves in, 12-footer, up, around, and in. Gracie Simmons could have taken the three, let the defense kind of go past her, moved in, shot it up and in. 34-22, another timeout, this one by Meredithine Valley, and our timeouts today brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th. Be sure to stop by, get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering, and also make it a meal. Add a fry and a drink, and you are good to go.
Coverage is also brought to you by Angela Blankley with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate, a trusted real estate agent with years of experience, available at any time at 620-344-6368.
Okay. 6:46 left, and the start of the second half looks an awful lot like how the first half went, to be honest. Burlingame has not backed off the pressure, has not backed off the transition speed. And Meredithine Valley still looks a bit rushed, to be honest.
Yeah, this is the least amount of pressure, and she's still picking her up at half court.
And Traver lost the basketball. And we've got a whistle and a foul. Traver with the reach. That should be her first. Actually, they're going to say her second. No pressure here from Meredithine Valley defensively. Tyson will casually get across center. Noonan now up top for Simmons. Right side Tyson. Tyson underneath for a cutting Noonan. Easy layup. 19 for Noonan.
They do that over and over again.
Yep. It has been, at least when that play has been run, kind of stacking things, and then I got a whistle and a reach probably on Simmons. Yep. Two on Simmons. But, I mean, they have designed plays to get Noonan position, if not position and space underneath. And they have done that consistently, and Meredithine Valley just can't stop it. Garcia beyond the three-point line left. Top. That was for Kermode. Three-pointer from Traver is a little bit too strong. Stahl had the shot, missed it, and it may have been tipped on the way up. Here come the Lady Cats, already leading by 14 points. Quickly up court, here comes another three-pointer, which is a little strong. There's a big fight for the rebound. We had a held ball, Noonan taking an awkward fall over her knee, and that's when you really start worrying, but she's up.
Yeah, good to see her getting back up after that. That did not look good.
It doesn't look like she's 100%, maybe 95%, but, boy, when she bent over like that, you're thinking bad thoughts. Tyson's three-point shot attempt from the right wing is blocked. Here comes Lacey, lost the basketball. Noonan now has it, 2-on-3, now 3-on-2. Noonan lost the ball as he was looking to pass. So the ball will go to the corner right with Simmons. Now back for Tyson. Lady Cats to reset things, up 14 at 36-22, 5:18 to go here in the third. Noonan, who is now at 19 points for the day. Tyson will take a long-range three, can't get the roll. Trevor has the board for Magazine Valley. Jeff Slater motioning his girls to push down court, get set up in the half-court defense. And it's a man defense here for Burlingame. Garcia, Lacey near the corner left, back to Garcia for a three-pointer. That's no good. Stahl crawling over the top, not called, puts it up and in. She's got 12.
Yeah, if Stahl gets going this half, I think Maritazine Valley has a chance. She's been working down low. If she can just hit those little bunnies that she's been missing all game, then I think Maritazine Valley is looking pretty good.
Noonan trying to work over Stahl. Wow. Boy, she did. She went down to the court hard, but now she's got 22 points now. And the lead's back out to 14 at 38-24, approaching the midway point of the third quarter. Garcia looking for Stahl. Not there. Lacey free throw line jumper, which crawls out. Stahl trying for the rebound. Pops it to Garcia. So nice job there. Traver to the right side. A whistle away from the ball. And I think that they get Stahl for a push. They got him for player control foul. And Stahl's limping a little bit. So that may have been as inadvertent as anything. And now we're going to have substitutions here.
I'm surprised they're not taking Stahl out after she's limping down the court like that.
Yeah, I agree. Second appearance for Ella Reed back on the floor. 38-24, Burlingame with the 14-point advantage. Ball knocked. Nearly over and back.
Yeah.
And now we've got a whistle and a timeout. Full timeout taken, so we will take one here with our timeouts brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th. 3:55 left here in the third quarter of play. Burlingame with the lead and the ball and the timeout taken. You're listening to the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Basketball takes people working together and perseverance to be successful. The McIlvain Law Office applies similar practices in their pursuit of excellence. When your legal needs arise, whether it be estate planning, succession planning, assistance with farm programs, contracts, real estate, or other needs, Karen McIlvain offers sound legal advice. Let Karen assist you with your legal needs. Call 620-437-2600. McIlvain Law Office, LLC, with offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 38 years and supporting all area students in their academic and athletic endeavors.
Before you build a new home or consider a facelift for your present home, find out what Doug Schmidt Construction has to offer. Doug Schmidt Construction builds custom designed homes. They're also the firm to call for renovation or remodeling. Hey, why not use that tax refund for a facelift project? Call 475-3284. Doug Schmidt Construction of Olpe, providing quality construction at an affordable price.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Coverage is brought to you by Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves!
3:48 to go, third quarter, and a double dribble. Regardless, it's a turnover for Burlingame. They'll give it back here to Maritazine Valley, but they still have the 14-point advantage. That's aggravating for a head coach. You've got the play. You've actually taken the time to settle things down, get a play, and then things just don't go according to plan.
Yeah, Burlingame has been good with the ball the entire game. That was just their first turnover of the second half, fifth overall in the game, and that's just a killer.
Garcia, nice job getting through traffic, misses the jump shot, and the ball squirts out of bounds, and it goes back over to Burlingame. I think Garcia was a bit surprised at the tail end, because, her whole way up until about she gets to that half circle was contested, and then the waters have parted for it.
Right, yeah, sometimes you just don't know what to do when you're that wide open. Unfortunately, missed that bunny.
3:15 left, third quarter. To the left side of the floor, it's Hovestad who's back on the floor. Noonan gets underneath the defense but can't hit the short jump shot. nearly lost the basketball, but here comes Traver on the attack. 2-on-3, she gets inside the lane, off the glass too much, rebound, gets it back, followed too much off the backside of the iron. Rebound pokes free, though, and Meredithine has it, and now we got a whistle and a foul. Noonan fell down, caused contact, and that'll be her third. Another play there where, based off of how the player fell, you're looking like, oh boy, how's that going to turn out?
Yeah.
Ella Reed there went down awkwardly, but she bounces up without seeming any issues. Noonan's going to actually catch a break here.
Yeah, she better be careful. Getting her in foul trouble, that is not going to be good for the Burlingame Bearcats.
2:55 to go in the third quarter. Meredithine Valley has been trailing almost throughout. This is the largest deficit that they've faced. Garcia with a long three misses, a little bit flat on that shot. Here comes Burlingame. Tyson hands off in the lane. Ball pokes away from Cook and out of bounds back to the Lady Trojans.
Yeah, you can almost see it immediately with Noonan out of the game. Yep. That you can see Meredithine Valley's eyes widen. They think this is their time to sort of take over and maybe crawl back into this 14-point deficit here.
Calderwood back out for Traver with 2:20 to go here in the third. Left side, Garcia back for Traver. Now they'll work the right side of the floor for Ella Reed. Left wing, Garcia on the three-point line. Traveled, got away with it. Traveled twice, didn't get away with it. 2:12 left, third quarter. Burlingame and Meredithine Valley have been stuck at 38-24 on the score book for pushing two full minutes now. Here's Hovestad, who we believe got in hand to the face earlier, had a bloody lip, bloody nose. Back on the floor, now we have the ball knocked away, but off of Burlingame out of bounds. Couple of substitutions, Stahl back on. She's moving a little better now. And it looks like Lacey's back on the floor here as well for the Lady Trojans.
Yeah, with Stahl back on the court and Noonan still on the bench, I think Meredithine Valley really needs to try to feed it inside, beat this sort of Jim Boeheim-esque 2-3 zone that the Lady Cats are playing right now.
Lacey instead takes a 16-footer and misses, a little strong. A lot of the shots here for Meredithine Valley are a little long here this afternoon. Rebound Tyson nearly carried the ball as she got it across center. Long-range three. This one, again, is off target. There's an opening here for Meredithine Valley if they can get some shots to go, but neither team has been able to do anything offensively here for better than 2.5 minutes now.
I agree, yeah. This is the time where you capitalize right here.
Lacey Traver now back for Lacey in the lane. Bank shot good. Nice 9-footer there for Lacey. She now has three.
That's what they need to do. They need to work the ball inside while Noonan is sitting on that bench.
Yeah, you have a feeling Noonan won't stay on the bench for very long in the fourth quarter. Poked free, stolen, Traver one-on-one. She'll take it coast-to-coast and lay it in. She's got 9. The lead is now at 10, 38-28 with 45 seconds left. Third quarter of play. Tyson again, ball getting up on her, and the pass is out of bounds. Cook went one way, the ball went the other, and Jeff Slater's had enough. He brings Noonan back on the floor.
Yeah, Burlingame not taking care of that ball. Only 4 turnovers in the first half, and then now there's 5 in this quarter alone.
Savannah Short also onto the floor for the Lady Cats with 35 seconds left. Meredithine Valley got past our impasse on the scorebook, which lasted almost 3 full minutes. Here's Traver in the lane, forces contact, doesn't get the call, but gets the score. 38-30, the closest we've been since late in the third, or late in the second quarter. There's 18 seconds left. Tyson for Noonan on the left side of the floor. Up top for Hovestad. Ball swings left for right for Tyson with 12. Underneath, there's Noonan again for the easy score.
It's that play again, Chuck.
Yep. 6 seconds left. Now 5. Across center is Reed. She's harassed. It's going to be a push shot up. No good from Calderwood. And we come to the end of the third quarter of play. Burlingame 40. Meredithine Valley 30. Fourth quarter coming. You're listening to the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM. You're watching on KVUE-TV at KVUE.com.
For more than 30 years, Hanna Orthodontics has been providing state-of-the-art orthodontic care to people in the community. Doctors Richard and Greta Hanna will give you a customized treatment plan and individual attention, ensuring you with the best possible results. Straight teeth
for a lifetime of smiles. Contact their office to schedule your complimentary consultation. Whether you're interested in traditional braces, ceramic braces, or Invisalign invisible braces, they'll help decide which treatment option is best for you. Hanna Orthodontics. Call 620-343-3000.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament here on Country 101.7 FM. Also on streaming live on KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Our coverage is brought to you by Seamears Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamears at 620-412-3614.
Merzine Valley has the ball to start the fourth quarter. The ball goes into Garcia, who turns to the middle, then turns to the baseline, misses. The ball comes out of bounds and is last touched by somebody in a blue jersey. So, 7:40 left. Burlingame had a big lead as 14 points. It's now 10, and they've led basically for all but the first 2 minutes of the contest. The thing is, they just have not been able to pull away. So we'll see what happens here in the fourth quarter. We got a whistle away from the ball. And foul on who? Oh, moving screen on Burlingame. Cook gets her third by my count, and that's what they have on the board. Don't forget, three more games coming here this afternoon and evening. Up next will be the 4-5 boys matchup, Waverly versus Madison, 5:30 or close to that. 7 o'clock or maybe a few minutes later, it's Lebo-Hartford on the girls' side, the 1-8 matchup. And then we follow that with the 1-8 boys matchup. Boy, nice move by Traver, slicing through the defense. She scores. She's got a team-high 13 points now, and the lead's down to 8 at 40-32.
She is quick.
Yeah, that's the most aggressive that we've seen her really all game. Simmons misses the 17-footer, gets the offensive rebound and a whistle. And a 30-second timeout here. Oh, full timeout taken by, in this case, the pink and white of Burlingame. Timeouts brought to you all tournament long by McDonald's on West 6th, your afternoon snack stop for hot, fresh fries for $1 between 2 and 5 p.m. We'll take a break. Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice, better rates, a better return. Because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament. Our coverage is brought to you by City of Burlingame, a peaceful farming community nestled in northern Osage County. Has great schools, low taxes, and lots available to develop. The City of Burlingame and fans wish the Bearcats the best of luck.
Long range three, no good. Guess who the ball comes down to? Caitlin Noonan, and she's fouled this time in the act of shooting. So she gets a pair of free throws. Olivia Lacey gets her third foul. We're at 6:44 left, and the game is still in the balance here with Burlingame leading by 40-32, and Noonan not doing all that well to the free throw line until now. Hits the first of two. Hovestat back on the floor here for the Lady Cats. Noonan for one more, and that one's good. Took a while for Noonan to get locked in from the free throw line. She was 0 over first three. and she's hit her last three. The lead is 10. We've got a whistle and a foul as Traver tries to get away from that triple team, and she drew contact and a foul. Gracie Simmons, foul number three on her. Four team fouls on Burlingame, three on Meredizine Valley, and this could be part of the issue coming down the stretch here. Team fouls and individual fouls.
Absolutely.
Traver on the right side of the floor has to pick up her dribble. Lacey at the free throw line. Jump shot. Wide. Stahl follows. Good. Grayson Stahl now with a team high 14 points. And once again, Meredizine knocking on that door a bit, trailing only by 8 at 42-34.
Yeah, it seems they just cannot dig out of that hole that Burlingame put them in the first quarter.
But Burlingame can't get away. Five count. Yep. Great job by Meredizine Valley defensively, but also a little bit of a lapse there by Noonan, just dribbling back and forth a little bit, not getting away from the defense. 6:08 left, and an opportunity presents itself for Meredizine Valley. Just over six to go as Traver comes to the left side of the floor. She cuts into the middle of the lane, high off the glass for two! 15 for Traver now, and it's 42-36, the closest Meredizine Valley has been since midway through the second.
Yeah, she has a bright future here at Meredizine Valley. Only a freshman, Traver.
Only a freshman. Here's Simmons, free throw line. Lob underneath for Noonan. She's harassed. She can't get the shot. She'll go to the line. And it looks like the way Noonan is kind of moving around, she may have some sort of cramp or something going around. She does not look like she's moving at full speed right now. But regardless, the foul goes on Carolina Garcia, her second. And Noonan bangs down the free throw.
Yeah, I think the Lady Cats would rather have a 75% Noonan in than not at all.
Mm-hmm. So. Noonan now with 27 points to lead everybody. No one else in double figures here for the Bearcats, but really there hasn't been the need. Second free throw good. Calmly hits them both. The full court pressure is on, and Noonan with the steal and the short jump shot to go. Just like that, you go from 6 to 10. And a travel on Meredizine Valley. A stall couldn't get settled at half court.
Two tough turnovers back to back. That is not what you want if you're Meredizine Valley. You want to stay in this game.
Full timeout here by Meredizine Valley after the turnover. And it's 46-36. Burlingame with 5:30 to go in the fourth. We're back after this on KVUE, Country 101.7 FM, and KVUE TV at KVUE.com.
Quest Services Incorporated is a progressive nonprofit corporation providing quality, unique services to individuals with intellectual disabilities in five counties. They offer many services, including case management, day services, residential services, supportive home care, and wellness monitoring. When you see someone associated with Quest Services, thank them for a job well done. Quest Services Incorporated, for life's journey. Wishing all area athletes success in this year's Lion County League Tournament.
So the kids have been begging you to get a puppy. Once you make the big decision, what next? Randomly searching online with an unknown breeder may leave you with more than you bargained for. B&S Kennels, located near Olpe, is your trusted breeder. They've been breeding quality puppies for companionship and some for hunting for well over 20 years. B&S specializes in AKC-registered puppies in several different breeds in a clean facility. Visit their website at bnskennels.com to see all that they have to offer. One look and you'll be smitten. B&S Kennels, Larry and Yvette Bolt's owners. Call 620-475-3725.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament, 102nd annual. Our coverage is brought to you by Michelle's Tax Services of Burlingame, offering payroll and bookkeeping services for small businesses, plus full-service tax and accounting. Call Michelle at 785-231-7840.
Three-pointer from the right corner by Simmons is no good, and then off of the offensive rebound, a travel. So a little bit of life. Hovestad out. 5:15 to go in the fourth. Burlingame leading by 10, playing defense, and not shy about it. Full court press is back, and it may be here for the duration of the game. Traver gets to the middle, now leads a 3-on-2 break. Hard to the basket. And geez, hammer. Free throw's coming.
Yeah, Meredizine Valley understands that concept of getting the ball in the middle when you're trying to break that press. And when you have a fast person like Akira Traver, I mean, they're doing pretty well. They just need to slow down there at the end. I mean, good take up, but
Unfortunately, Deshaun didn't go down, but she was getting some free throws out of it.
Yep, and she also drew the fourth foul on Gracie Simmons, by far the person with the most foul trouble for now. Free throw is up and good. One more coming. Cook says it's my foul, which would actually make it the fourth one on her, and now they have reset that. Five team fouls in Berlin, game four on the Lady Trojans. Trevor for one more. That's good.
First two free throws of the half.
Yep. Have not changed the score up on the big board yet. There they go. 46-38 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Simmons right wing. Lob for Noonan. She gets double teamed this time. Shoots over it. She hits it. Really one of the few times. Oh, boy. Almost a turnover there by Meritazine Valley on the inbound. But that possession, Noonan was double-teamed underneath. Here's a pass underneath for Stahl. Shot won't crawl in, but Lacey has the follow, and she's fouled. Hovestat looking around like, was that me? And the referee says, yes, that was, which will be her second. Lacey at the line for a pair. Actually going to say that's three on Hovestat. I had her for two. Regardless, Lacey at the line for a pair. And the first one is wide. Meritazine Valley trailing by 10. We're inside of 5 minutes to go at 4:39 left. And they need to take advantage of everything from here on out. Free throw rolls around the backside, comes out. And the easy rebound for Kaylin Noonan, who has been all over the place in good ways for Burlingame here in this contest. Here's Hovestat. Swings to the right wing for Tyson. Up top, Simmons with a three-pointer. That's wide. Rebound, huge board crash, and Noonan has it. Up top, now right wing, really more of a flat angle for Tyson. She'll back it out, and Meritazine Valley's going to have to play catch-up on the scoreboard. They may have to play catch-up on the floor, period. Here's Hovestat. Shot swatted out of bounds by Stahl. Right at the four-minute mark. Still a Burlingame 10-point advantage at 48-38. Simmons will inbound near the corner and finds Tyson. Tyson will casually walk back on the E, forcing Meritazine to come catch her. Almost did. Here's Noonan. They sag off of her. Ball goes to the corner right for Tyson. She'll take a dribble. Pass in traffic for Noonan. Here's Hovestat back up top. Long range, too wide of the mark there, and the ball comes out to the corner, and Meritazine Valley can't control it. Here's Noonan underneath. Hard angle shot, no good. Noonan fighting for the rebound. She gets it back, and she's going to go to the line. Wow.
That's what they call jump ball.
In effort. They call it jump ball? Okay. 3:29 left. Meritazine Valley is down 10, and they need several things. We mentioned that they need to take advantage of every opportunity they have offensively, but they need quick possessions defensively. Here's Simmons for a three. Absolutely. That one's wide. That's exactly what they needed. Rebound, Meritazine Valley. Here comes Trevor, 4-on-5, so she can't really do much with that. Here's Lacey, short-range jump shot, good off the backside of the defense. She's got 7. I checked that. She's got 5. 48-40 with 3:06 left. Tyson quickly to center, quickly to the three-point lines, and now she backs out to the right side of the floor. Simmons. Now Tyson. Boy, Noonan could have been called for an offensive foul trying to set a screen on the pass. Wasn't. Ball rotates to the left side for Hovestat. Now up top for Noonan. There's 2:45 left. This is not what the Lady Trojans need here.
No, you got to bring some pressure.
Yeah, you got to get out on the perimeter specifically. Tyson bump, no call. Noonan. Now Tyson, 2:30 to go in the game. Hovestat, Tyson bump, double teamed, whistle. Travers third.
I thought that should have been a jump ball.
Yeah. Cook's back on with 4 fouls. Reed back on from Meritazine Valley. 5 team fouls. We mentioned the foul situation could wind up playing, and it does right here because Maritime Valley can't force Burlingame into the 1-1 for another couple of fouls. We'll take a break. 2:27 left here in the fourth. 48-40 Burlingame over Maritime Valley on Country 101.7 FM.
Have you been to the Heidi Inn in Lebo lately? It's the place to go for a great home-cooked meal. The Heidi Inn has daily specials every Monday through Saturday, like their Monday Mexican food special. It's also a great gathering spot for game day, so you can enjoy delicious food and take in games on TV. Come hungry, come to the Heidi Inn in Lebo, located on 3rd Street. Families are welcome. Jill and the crew at the Heidi Inn are proud to support the Lebo Wolves on and off the court.
Hi, this is Lindsay Bartlett of Waverly Insurance Agency in downtown Waverly. We are a locally owned, independent insurance agency serving customers in eastern Kansas for over 50 years. As an independent agency, we offer insurance from several different companies, providing the best coverage for our clients at the best price. Rhonda Kirk and I want to earn your business. For personal attention and great customer service, contact Waverly Insurance Agency, where small town values mean more than just a commission. Proud to support the Waverly Bulldogs.
Timeouts on Country 101.7 FM throughout the Lyon County League Tournament brought to you by the McDonald's on West 6th, locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly, and open 24-7. Burlingame with an 8-point lead, 48-40, 2:18 to go. Trying to milk the clock here in advance to the championship semifinals, which will take place on Country 101.7 FM on Friday. 2:05 left, Maritime Valley playing not a full-blown aggressive defense. Here's Noonan with a jump shot off the lane right. Gets to the baseline and scores, and that makes it a 10-point lead with 2 minutes left.
Yeah, Burlingame's just trying to waste time there, and you got to get out and put some pressure on them, make them try to force up some sort of shot or get in their face if you're Maritime Valley.
Traver forces, stall follows, both shots miss. Rebound loose, picked up by Burlingame. That could well seal it. Minute 40 left, poked out from behind, and a reach-in foul is called. That is the sixth team foul, so we are not at free throws yet. Grayson Stahl gets her fourth. Good effort here by the Lady Trojans of Maritime Valley. They may ultimately wind up being done in by the turnovers and really just a hard time getting an offensive flow throughout the course of the contest.
Absolutely, yeah, and they have improved since the beginning of the season. Last time they played, they lost by 21. So,
minute 20 to go. Simmons harassed at center and a whistle and a foul. Oh, hell ball. They're going to say Garcia was able to get her hand on the ball and avoid arm contact. So the Lady Trojans get the ball back with a minute 19 left.
That's the kind of defense you need to be playing when you're down 10 with a minute left. You got to bring that pressure.
So there's a bit of a chance. The window is not totally closed yet. Garcia nearly travels, gets inside the lane, shot crawls in. Nice job of player control there by Garcia to slice through the lane and get the lead down to 8, 50-42. We're at 60 seconds to go at mark. Here comes Simmons. Stops, hands off for Noonan. She's double-teamed. She lost a handle on the ball, but Tyson is right there and hands the ball back to Noonan. Wrapped up by Lacey with 48.1 seconds left. Boy, the ball was right there. Noonan went down. The ball stayed up, and it was there for a brief second, but there was one Isabella Tyson who was right there, and the possession continued, and that leads to the foul shots here. Substitution, Katie Calderwood back on the floor. Look like Madison Cormode is out now. Noonan at the line for 1-1, and the first one is in. After missing her first three shots from the line, Noonan has hit her last six. And that's been a big reason here in the second half. Go figure. The announcer, Jinx, rears its ugly head. She misses here, but it's a big reason why Burlingame has been able to keep Maritime Valley at bay, and because Maritime Valley tipped the ball out of bounds, Burlingame can waste more time with 46.9 left in the contest.
That's big for Burlingame. That might as well seal it right here unless Maritime Valley gets a quick foul.
And it doesn't look like they will. Tyson, yeah, they did. Cormoda on the floor is guilty, which I believe by my count is her first. That's what they list officially. So this time it's Tyson at the line for 1-1. She has not been to the stripe so far today. Madison Hovestad back on for Burlingame as well. 40 seconds remaining. Burlingame with a 51-42 lead. Free throw from Tyson is wide. Cook had the ball, and then she didn't. Out of bounds to Meritazine Valley. 39 seconds left, and you need deep ones.
And Burlingame smartly taking that pressure off.
Yep. Actually let Traver get all the way through.
Oh, wow.
Euro step for two. A lot of fans are saying, where was the travel on that?
Right.
Not called. Now we do have a whistle and a pretty clear foul here. Calderwood's first. 9 team fouls now in Meritazine Valley, and guess who goes back to the line? Your star of the contest, Kaylin Noonan, the 5A junior, who had a lot of contested shots early that didn't crawl in for her. As mentioned, they missed a few foul shots early in the contest, but just really a minor adjustment in the half court, and she has been all over the place defensively.
Yeah, you can tell with the Lady Cats that
yep.
When Noonan is in the game, they are a different team.
Both shots good for Noonan. It's a 9-point lead, 53-44 with 20 seconds to go. Burlingame will advance to the championship semifinals Friday. Traver misses here, and we've got a whistle, I believe, on the way in. Didn't look like there was really a whole lot of contact on the shot. But Gracie Simmons has just fouled out. Or check that, 4 fouls on Gracie. They took one off the board and handed that to Cook earlier in this quarter, and Traver misses the free throw.
Yeah, Meritazine Valley has to take advantage of these free throws here. You cannot be missing any.
Yep. So free throw here is good. So it's 53-45. 15 seconds left, and Noonan's fouled again. Burlingame advances to Friday night, 7 o'clock. They'll play the winner of the Lebo-Hartford contest. Meritazine Valley playing the loser. They'll be on with us at 7 o'clock Thursday. That is the current schedule. Thursday's other girls' contest has Waverly taking on Southern Coffee County at 4 o'clock. Noonan, free throw. Good. He said she had 33 in the first one?
She did have 33 in the first meeting between Burlingame and...
She's above that.
Is she?
Yeah. I'll have to total that out here, and I'm just going to let the clock run. We'll figure out what it is in a second. Second foul shot doesn't go, but with the rebound to Stahl, ball poked free by Tyson on the outlet. There are now less than 10 seconds left with Meritazine trailing 54-45.
Yeah, barring a miracle here, it looks like Burlingame will advance.
8 seconds left. Meritazine Valley in the front court. Jump shot. Calderwood wide of the mark. Off of Simmons, out of bounds. We do have to inbound things with 2/10 of a second left. But that's now a formality. And we're going to get, Simmons in one more time for a quick final break for Kaylin Noonan, who deserves every little bit of a break that she gets today.
Absolutely. What a curtain call for the senior.
Leading the charge. Inbound Stahl, shot late, and the game is over. Your final score, Burlingame wins it 54-45 over Meritazine Valley. And again, moving into the championship semifinal bracket Friday evening against the winner of the Lebo-Hartford contest coming up this evening at 7 o'clock or a little bit later. We will take a break. We have to do some math, which at least on this half of the table is not always a sure thing. But we'll take a break. We will get you individual and team statistics and get you ready for the remaining 3 games on the schedule here for our opening round coverage this Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Once again, Burlingame 54, Meritazine Valley 45. Postgame underway now on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Can you dig it? They can. They're Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, and lagoons. They also dig for water lines and sewer lines. Need a tree removed? They do that as well. And throw in rock and dirt hauling. They've just about got you covered. Call Jeff at 366-1161 to see how Hogan Excavating can help you. They take care of the dirty work so you don't have to. Hogan Excavating. Can you dig it?
Chuck Samples and Daniel Courtright again back just above courtside at White Auditorium. Our first game here today is done. Once again, it's a final score 54-45. Burlingame defeating Meridazine Valley and advancing to the championship semifinal Friday at 7. Meridazine Valley going to the consolation semifinal, which will be coming up Thursday. Don't forget, coming up here for our games today, the 4-5 boys matchup has Waverly-Madison. They're into their early stages of warm-ups right now. 7 o'clock, as mentioned, it's the 1-8 girls game between Lebo, the top seed of the tournament, and Hartford. And then the 1-8 boys game will come up and follow that around 8:30 or a little bit later here this evening on Country 101.7 FM between Opie and Southern Coffee County. So once again, your final score. Burlingame wins it. Final score here today, 54-45 over Meridazine Valley. We'll continue our coverage here of the Lyon County League Tournament after this on Country 101.7 FM.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
Thank you to our students, staff, patrons, and our communities for their dedication and support of our schools. We appreciate your commitment towards academic excellence and athletic success of our students in Neosho Rapids, Hartford, and Olpe. Play hard, be proud of your accomplishments, and don't forget to thank your parents and teachers. Good luck to all area teams.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Find new roads.
Back at White Auditorium, Chuck Samples and Daniel Courtright, as we have concluded the first of our four second-day opening round contests. And again, the final score was Burlingame over Meridazine Valley by a final score of 54-45. Once again, our stats, and this time their final variety, brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. Proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. So call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Daniel, the team honors, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So for Burlingame, not as good of a shooting percentage as we thought they would have. I mean, they just it felt like they have. Yeah, it felt like they dominated that game, but only shooting 14 for 37 from the field. and 5 of 18 from three-pointers for the Burlingame Lady Cats, while Meredith Zeem shot 19 for 45. So their shots were not falling either. They had every opportunity to try to get back in that game but just could not get it done. Also shooting a total of 1 for 6 on three-point field goals for Meredith Zeem Valley. Free throws, I bet Meredith Zeem Valley probably wants some of those back. They only shot 4 for 12, while Burlingame shot 11 for 18, and I think that's what really set them apart. Meredith Zeem Valley did out-rebound Burlingame, 22-20, but Meredith Zeem Valley did have a lot more turnovers. They had 18 turnovers, while Burlingame only had 11. Burlingame really held onto that ball in that first half, and I think that let them, you know, sort of pull away there, and I just think Meredith Zeem Valley could not dig out of that hole, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, those turnovers just absolutely killed Meredith Zeem Valley, and Burlingame's ball control really, really, really helped them win that game.
Yeah, the stage was set really early with the full court pressure from Burlingame, and it did two things, and you brought it up at the halftime break. First off, it forced the turnovers, which is the immediate goal. Secondary goal is to speed up the transition offense out of any sort of comfort zone, and it did that too.
Absolutely, yeah. When you shorten down that, when you shorten down the court, I mean, it's hard to go full speed. You know, you gotta set yourself, you gotta set it up, and run some sort of set play or just slow down and catch a breather. You know, just relax a little bit. And Meredith Zeem Valley was having trouble with that. They were forcing things that didn't need to go. They were dribbling off their foot. They were just moving way too fast there in the first half.
Yeah. So final score again, 54-45. We have not given you the individual stats. It should not surprise you who the game high scorer is. If you listen to any part of the contest, seriously, you take any five-minute segment of the last 90 minutes, you know who led the way. It's Kaylin Noonan, the 5'8 junior, 38 today after she went off for 33 in the previous matchup here this season. She goes for 38. Nobody else gets double figures here from Burlingame, but honestly, wasn't needed. 6 points for Allison Sattler. You had 5 for Gracie Simmons. You had 3 points for Isabella Tyson. You had 2 for Madison Hovestap. And that's all the scoring. But again, Kaylin Noonan with a huge game. And on Meredith Zeem Valley's side, Akira Traver didn't do too bad either. She had a game high, or should say a team high 20. And Grayson Stahl did well too with 14. But they needed more producers in the lineup, and that just didn't happen here today. Olivia Lacey got 5. Madison Cormode got 2, and Carolina Garcia got 2 late, but that was pretty much all she wrote. Meredith Zeem Valley led very early by I think it was 4-3 score with a couple minutes gone in the game. Meredith Zeem Valley then trailed 18-9 at the end of a quarter, and then Burlingame basically led for most of the contest, aside from a few key points here and there, by anywhere from 8 to 14 points. The biggest lead that the Meredith Zeem Valley, or should say the Burlingame had throughout the course of the game was 14. That was at times for basically the entire second half. Burlingame did wind up keeping Meredith Zeem around for much of the second half, though, because they couldn't get past that mark. And we did have a couple of times when Meredith Zeem Valley got within 7. They got within 8. They got within 6, but they couldn't get any closer than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Meredith Zeem Valley, they just could not get themselves out of that hole. I mean, it seemed like every time that you thought the momentum was swinging their way, all of a sudden Burlingame dumps it down to Noonan up for a layup. I mean, they were just outstanding tonight. Really good back-and-forth game besides that when Burlingame pulled away. And, yeah, unfortunately, Meredith Zeem Valley just could not pull it together. Noonan, absolutely incredible game. But for Akira Traver, she has a bright future ahead of her at Meredith Zeem Valley. She is only a freshman, 5'5 freshman, and she has got quite a bright future. She is going to be, you know, we're going to be hearing about her a lot in the upcoming Lyon County League basketball tournaments.
Yep. So once again, final 54-45 Burlingame with the win and advancing to the Lyon County League Tournament Championship semifinals, 7 o'clock. Thursday will be when Meredith Zeem Valley plays next in the consolation semis. We'll get you ready for our 4-5 boys matchup between Waverly and Madison when we return to the Lyon County League Tournament. You're listening on Country 101.7 FM, KVUE FM Emporia. You're also watching the live audio video stream on KVUE TV at KVUE.com.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance,
real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient, with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.